have one of those up there?
The barn too.
Is that the barn too?
Yeah.
You ever call it anything else?
I think you're thinking of a silo.
Silo? Corn house?
I guess. I don't call it that.
Okay.
Barn.
Okay. The upper part of the barn where they keep the hay.
The hayloft.
Hayloft. And a kind of farm where all they have is cows for milk and butter and so on. Call that a
dairy.
Okay. And a place where they let the cows out to graze. That's a
pasture.
And did you ever raise cotton up there?
I did.
You didn't? Okay. The kind of place where cotton and corn and things like that grow. Okay. And what kind of fences did you have, or do you have up there?
Barbed wire fences.
Okay. And what other kind?
We have a picket fence around the front.
Okay. And if you have a barbed wire fence, you have like a, you have the wire, you know. And then every so often, upright in the ground, you have
a post.
Okay. So, you say you might have 12
posts.
Okay. The country where they just had all the earthquakes, that's... You said all the earthquakes last week?
Pass on that one.
Okay. The country where... Mao Zedong is the head of the government.
Mike. Not a current event, Ted.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to say it.
I know you are, but I can't think of it.
The country where people's skin is yellow and their eyes are slanty.
China.
Okay. Let me see. What do you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Okay. What would you use to carry milk in?
Milk pail.
Milk pail. What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Our milk pails were made out of a different kind of material. For one thing, they were smaller also. And sometimes buckets could be wooden. Milk pails definitely weren't.
Okay.
All buckets weren't either. But
okay.
We have a, I think you call them galvanized buckets.
What about if it's plastic?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. The thing you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Frying pan. Okay. And then the thing, it's a big black thing that you might have out in the backyard for washing clothes. Women just have out the backyard. You spill the fire on it. You ever see one of those?
Yeah. Big, a big black pot.
Okay.
I think they used to call them wash pots.
Wash pots, okay. What about if there were a smaller one that you might have inside the house? Sort of shaped the same way. But maybe you'd use it on the stove.
The kettle.
Okay. What about the kind of container that you might keep some flowers in the house?
Flower pot.
Okay. What if it were the kind that you keep cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. And let me see. The eating utensils that you would put around a...
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, you might say, well, the dishes are dirty, I have to... Okay. And then if a woman washes them after she washes